The offense seems to go a lot better when you're in the no huddle. Is there talk about going to it full time or more so?
We'll see. You know, it's see how the game plays out, and you know, if it calls for it, we'll do the best we can at it. And if it calls for us to stay in big packages and run it and do things like that, then we'll do that.
It seems like you run it when you're playing from behind. How often has it been in the last couple of years when you've gone to it either tied or ahead in the game?
You'll have to look back on it. We feel comfortable doing it. We put a lot of collaboration during the week in it. Coach and myself and the players. So we do a lot of talking and communicating, so it's kind of a group effort.
Still not in work, please.
I just want to win, you know, however that is, if that's running the ball, throwing the ball, no huddle, huddling every time, whatever it is, I just want to win games. Yeah, they're really good. Great front seven, good defense, and our O-line is going to have their hands cut, their hands full. You know, they're a good good pass rush, and it's going to be a definite test.
And what can this team accomplish over the second half of the season?
Well, a lot, if you ask me. I mean, there's, like you said, there's a second half of the season still to come. Not going to see any quit, and, we'll have to just see where it goes one game at a time.
Winning heals a lot, though, and one win can heal a lot. Is that the mindset as you go into this game?
Yeah, I mean, for me, we're 0-0, you know, trying to get our first win, and that'll have to be the approach the rest of the way out. And you're right, winning does help a lot of things, and so we'll do our best to get that.
If that on the play that A.B., Mike Thomas said yesterday that he benched A.B. at the end, there was the interception where he went one way, well, you always expect him to work a different way. Is that all on him, or is that a read on the part of everybody?
You know what, that's the last game, and we're going to move on from it. It's just something that we'll get better and improve on, and we all made mistakes, and we got to just try not to do that.
Ben, what reaction do you have to the Miami situation, the idea of hazing in the league?
I talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's tough because I don't know all the details. Obviously, we hear a lot of things, and a lot of this person said this person said that. But, there's to certain extremes, obviously, it's not a good thing. I think if you have a rookie get you breakfast or go get a water or something like that, I think that's kind of a rite of passage type thing. We all had to do it, but there's definite limits that shouldn't be crossed. In what ways?
I guess to make sure some situations like that don't happen.
Usually the second year guys are out to get the young guys because they just got it the year before. And so as an older guy, you just keep an eye on it. And honestly, as long as I've been here, I've never really had any issues with stuff like that. I know when I was younger, you heard around the league guys getting taped to goalpost or, stuff thrown in the cold tub. But, around here, it just was more getting breakfast, getting lunch, things like that.
As you've heard around the league of anything worse, the kind of things we're hearing coming out of Miami, we've all seen the shore pads being carried.
Right.
Guys taped to goalpost, but the threatening emails and picking up $20,000 tabs, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's tough. You like I said, we don't know the whole story, so we don't know exactly what's going on. But around here, I can speak on that stuff like that just doesn't happen.
And you asked about their D-line in general, but Mario Williams in particular, I believe you met him. I can't remember what year it was in the opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good defensive player. He gets after it, and he's one of the best in the game, 11 sacks, I think, this year already. So that's it's really impressive.
Is he more than just a sack guy? Does he get his hands up and...
Yeah, absolutely. He's a total defensive line package. Stops the run, can bat passes down, gets after the quarterback, and he's really good.
And you said you're not letting anyone quit. Those guys are following that lead, following the line.
They better. I said I'm not going to let anyone. I haven't seen anybody do that. I haven't seen anybody, the signs or anything. I'm just speaking on my own behalf that I'm not going to quit on this season.
You went through this.
Really?
Yeah, Bill's last year. You started out 2-6. Wow. Finished 8-8.
Okay.
In fact, I have to remind you, I was going to ask, is the feeling similar at all?
Yeah. It's tough, but at this time of year, and maybe we did the same thing then, I don't know, but it's just one game at a time. You're trying to get the 1-0, and that's the approach we have to take. We can't look at the big picture. What's everybody's record? Are we in the playoffs? Are we not? It's just one win. It's this week. Who do we have and who do we play, and how good can we play?
Are you worried guys might quit?
I mean, no. I'm honestly not. I know when I said that, I thought that maybe that might get taken wrong. And I'm not worried about anybody quitting. That let me say that first and foremost. It's more about I'm not going to quit, you know, and I'm going to make sure that just like at the end of that game last night, everybody was busting it to the last play, and I just want to make sure that keeps going.
And I don't know.
How do you lose? Winning is a great thing. I don't know how you lose that feeling, but we just need to find a way to get a win and just let it build from there.
Thanks, man.
All right.